This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, y'all? Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can reach us by phone at 844-551-8255. Now, I'm going to take a moment and have you write that down. Jot that down. 844-551-8255, because you do want to call me sometime. And you've been wanting to do it. You're like, I'm going to call that dude. I'm going to call that brother. We have a conversation with him, and you maybe use a different voice, but you've been dying to ask me a question. Kevin, how did you get your head so clean shaven? Do you shave it every day? What do? You put on Nair? You want to know. They're driving questions, some of them even political. Like, Kevin, have you ever been a Democrat in your life? Heck to the no. I don't know what it is, but give us a call. Or, you can write us at kjradio.com. Promote our work if you like what we do. Hey, just out of curiosity, you go into the fight, Mayweather-McGregor. What are you guys thinking? What are you thinking on this fight? Don't even look at me, because I'm going to give you my opinion afterwards. I want to know what my producers think. You think Mayweather-McGregor? You McGregor, you Mayweather, which one are you? You don't know? It's up in the air. Okay, what about you? McGregor? It's a boxing match. You know that they're not going to fight in the octagon, right? Yeah, okay. McGregor? Because the audience can't hear you, I don't want us to just have this conversation. But I don't know how somebody could pick McGregor, because he's not a boxer. It would be like if they were going to do mixed martial arts and I would pick Mayweather. I'd be like, are you kidding? Mayweather has a puncher's chance in mixed martial arts. But it isn't going to work, because a guy can come in, take your punches, and he's going to take you and body slam you. Mayweather wouldn't last a minute in a mixed martial arts match with a trained fighter. Not a minute. Unless he learned how to kick like a mule. I mean, he's quick and he can do punches, but his style, it just doesn't work. I'm not going to get after you, Mr. Producer, because I like you, or you wouldn't be here. I'm just saying. So let me ask you this, because I suspect something is amiss here. Did you bet early on McGregor when the odds were pretty good? Yeah, that's what I thought. So you kind of have to go for it. there are some people, pardon me, I've developed this stupid little cough and it's bothering me, seriously. Even when I'm working out, it's starting to impact me. I'll just cough a little bit, and it's bugging me. Anyway, what I was going to say is, if you got some skin in the game, I understand it. If you thought, you know what, I got a puncher's chance to make a little extra coin. I bet $100 I win $800 or $1,000. You want to give me the odds, or you keep it a secret? Because now it's down to 4-1. Suddenly the money is shifting over. I was going to say moving, for those of you who are wondering why I said movie. I'm moving. The money is moving over to the other side. It was heavily for Mayweather. Suddenly, you know, and I'm sure the Vegas oddsmen, they don't like it. They like an even amount, you know, because they got that little bit in the middle. So they like an even amount. And I'm sure they're glad to see it shifting over. I'm going to tell you right now, what's his name, McGregor? The white cat? McGregor has a puncher's chance. That's it. Meaning, Mayweather makes a mistake, which he doesn't make very many. You know, the only time I saw Mayweather get hit to the point where I thought, uh-oh, was he fought that other quick black dude. He retired. The guy was represented by his wife. And I can see his face, and I cannot remember his name. He had dimples, big smile, teeth, big teeth, kind of like chiclets, big old chiclets. Anyway, that dude punch Mayweather. It was considered a good fight. You know, like, it was built up to be the right type of fight, and it was. And it, by the way, the guy looked just like his dad, a younger version of his dad. And he punched Mayweather right in the face, boom, and Mayweather just froze. guy. I can see this guy. Anyway, that was the closest I've ever seen Mayweather come to getting beaten, because if he hadn't gotten the snap pretty quick, he would have gotten knocked out. God, I can't remember that guy's name. I'll try to remember during the break. But long story short, McGregor's got a puncher's chance. That's about it. And then he's in trouble. Because, look, Mayweather's 40 years old, but he's got muscle memory and of a kid. You know, he's still faster than McGregor, and he's got muscle memory. Now, somebody said Mayweather's arms are longer than McGregor's. I don't know. So that means he can keep him at the end of a punch. But here's the deal. Because people tell me, well, Kevin, he doesn't punch that hard. It's spoken like somebody who's never been at the end of a punch. Mayweather may not punch as hard as, you know, some of these other cats, like, say, Triple G, Gulati Golotnin, or whatever his name is. But he's Russian or something. And that kid punches hard. But here's the thing about punching hard is, one, you got to be able to catch up with them. But cumulative punches really jack with you. They jack with you not only physically, they jack with you mentally. It's kind of like what I do to the left. Yeah, I just continue to pepper. I don't just go kaboom. Oh, occasionally I do. But for the most part, it's just rat-a-tat-tat, right? And so the cumulative damage can be just as bad as that punch. In fact, it's actually worse for you when you're getting your brain jostled, just a little pow. But mentally, let me tell you what happens when somebody can punch you at will, even if it isn't hard. If they can punch you at will, what happens is your mind goes, crap, I can't get in. I can't get to him. I may be more powerful. I may be this or that. But if I can't get to him, then what am I going to do? And as you're thinking, those punches are still coming. Pop, 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 pop. And then eventually what happens is your brain, when it's been hit across the thing a little enough, you start to slow down. You don't think it. You don't believe you're slowing down. In your mind, you think, I'm going at the right speed. But you're not, and those punches seem faster. But once you're slowing down and this guy's taking no heat, you know, he's nothing. He's seeing your reflexes slow. Wham! He can start, as we say, sitting down on a punch. And I think that's what I predict happens. So I would tell you, if you got a little extra coin, put it on Mayweather. The odds are starting to slip the other way. Oh, man, what else sports-wise we got? We got Colin Kaepernick. They had his event. What you guys think about that? That's over now a couple days. What do you think? Were you riveted? Did you donate money to help little Colin? Yeah, anyway, we got a ton to talk about, folks. I can't wait. Glad you're here. It's always more fun with you. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Radio show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I am the author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism, and I could tell you a story every single day. I could fill every show I've ever done 3 hours a day on race pimping. There's that much of it going on. So many people involved in it, making money hand over fist. It's crazy. Hollywood entertainers, lawyers, politicians, athletes, all of them. It's just, it's mind-blowing. Even this, I talked earlier about the Mayweather-McGregor fight, black against white. You know, and I look at it, it's a simple thing. I think it's a boxing match, so Mayweather's going to win. Best boxer in history. They're like, Kevin, you think he'd throw it? I'm like, look, let me tell you something. There's not enough money in the world to make Mayweather throw a fight when he can make money by beating the dude. He's going to make $100 million. Conor McGregor, he's going to make, what, $50 million guaranteed? If he wins, it's $100, something like that. I fight my butt off either way. It's amazing. But people are making it racial. It's a sport. It's inner sport. You know, if there's a race, it's boxing versus mixed martial arts. And unfortunately, they're not using the rules of mixed martial arts. So guess what? The boxer's going to win. But I wanted to use that as a segue into this Colin Kaepernick thing. And I'm going to talk about him a little later in more depth because he had his rally. But what I want to talk about is a guy, one of the Buffalo Bills came out and talked some smack about Kaepernick. And I think he did it right. I would even love to talk to Charles Barkley about this. Has Barkley commented about this? Do you know? I mean, because Kaepernick, Barkley's got to be like me and look at this and go, what are we fighting over here? A multi-million dollar, mean-spirited black dude, half black dude? Kaepernick knows little. He knows so little about being black, it's ridiculous. Other than how to braid his hair. Probably got some white girl doing that. What's it? Ain't fooling me. So I don't get this. The Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy said that free agent quarterback Colin Kaepernick is not a good enough player to be worth the distraction of a team signing him to play. And I thought to myself, what did he say? That's the kind of stuff that gets black people kicked off the blacklist. Or put on the blacklist. I don't know which is it. When you're dealing with the blacklist, for black people, do you get put on it or do you get kicked out? I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So he's like, who? We're not talking Joe Namath in his prime. We're not talking Joe Montana. We're not talking Dan Marino. Dan Fouts. Some super-duper quarterback in his prime. We're talking Colin Kaepernick. And you know what his claim to fame?
He led the 49ers to the Super Bowl one time and lost.
Congratulations. Let me ask you, who lost the Super Bowl 7 years ago? What is this, 2017? 2010. I don't know, and I don't even care. All you care about are the winners. I got a buddy, Craig James. He played on a Super Bowl team, played on the New England Patriots when they lost their first Super Bowl. He was excused. He's a white running back. I mean, come on. Can't expect a white running back to carry his team into the Super Bowl. He was lucky to get there. But they got there. He got a ring. It's a loser's ring, but it's a nice ring. Anyway, Buffalo Bills running back says he's not worth. Look, team unity. You know how you win? You win with unity. As a white player, and there aren't that many in the NFL, like 29%. You want to play with Colin Kaepernick? You want to play for him? You want to block for him? You want to be the receiver catching the ball for him? Whatever. I get it. You can put all your stuff aside and say, I'm going to do my job. But do you really want him as a teammate? You really want the news cycle to be about him taking a knee, or he might take a knee, or what shirt he's going to wear to the press conference, how he's going to demean your fans? Because he will. It's all he knows. Anyway, Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy said, it's a lot more than just he's not on the team because he doesn't want to stand for the national anthem. That may have something to do with it, but I think it also has a lot to do with his play. I'm sure a lot of teams wouldn't want him as their starting quarterback. That chaos that comes along with it, if it's a lot. So this guy is laying it out there saying, be smart about this, people. This isn't about color. It's not. When I talk to young blacks and I tell them, here's why you don't get a job, I could say you've been Kaepernicked. See, you may not be the person who's going to raise holy hell. But you know who is? People on your behalf. People you can't even see that you've never met. They say they support you. They want you to be successful. That's why they're boycotting and you know, marching and protesting and speaking out and doing all these great things on your behalf, is because they want you to get hired. Everything these people are doing is ensuring that Kaepernick doesn't get hired. Have you thought about that? He won't. No team's going to pick him up because they know what comes with that. Many of their fans are going to be polarized against him the moment they take this guy. This is business. They don't want him because he has now painted himself into a corner. Unless Kaepernick signs an agreement that says, I will not do anything controversial on or off the field as it relates to whatever, blah, 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 no team will sign him. And you know what I say? Good freaking riddance to him. They say he's to the point of desperation. Let me tell you what desperation people do. They say to the organizer of your little march that you're going to have that we're going to be talking about later in the broadcast, they say to them, look, I understand what you're wanting to do, but you can't do it. Because it's not going to show teams that I'm really looking for a shot, that I no longer harbor these resentments, that I understand now what my role is. I am here to play a sport that I love. If any of these teams let me do that, I will sign an agreement that says I will not involve myself, blah, 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 whatever. He could do that. And maybe he'd get a job. I hope he wouldn't. And I'm not trying to blacklist him or put him on or take him off, whatever we do for black people. But I just, and I don't want any bad karma on me, but I, look, he did this to himself. We didn't do this to him. He thought he was a social justice warrior. He believed wrongly, and I'm talking grossly wrongly, that he was helping black folks by supporting a thug, by supporting all the tenets that the black people that I know, who grew up in the 40s and 50s, would say, I never signed up for this. When I was fighting, you know, segregated businesses and black water fountains and all that, it wasn't to get to here. That's what I believe most blacks would say from that era. So anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Coming up, I'm going to talk about the CNN panel on statues.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you are with me. You can reach us at 844-551-8255. And we have had a vibrant discussion around scary things for black people. And statues of Confederates happens to be at the top of the list, second only to the Confederate flag. And CNN did a panel. Allison Camerota hosted a panel of, I guess, Trump supporters, and they weighed in on the whole thing with these with this statue, and it was an interesting discussion. So I want to play that for you now. We have that clip. Let's run it.
Okay, how many people, show of hands, think that the statues should stay put?
Now I stop it there in order to tell you that of the six people on this panel, including a black woman, only one guy didn't raise his hand. Everyone else said the statue should stay. I don't know which way she asked the question, but five of the six people said the statue should stay. And one of them was the person who said it was not the black woman on the panel. It was actually a white guy. And he's the person I want to discuss because he's most interesting in, you can almost see his liberal tendencies at the end of it, and I'll explain it. So let's continue with what he has to say, but I want you to understand he was the only one who didn't raise his hand when she says, do you care if these statues stay? Do you, you know, and most of these people, five of the six said, not a care in the world. So here's the rest of that clip.
You think the statue should go?
I think if we're going to take the statues down, we should replace it with something else. I can't see anyone complaining about thinking about Robert Lee if you're replacing with General Patton. Good luck arguing that one.
Okay. Do you think that the statues should stay up?
I think that it should be decided by each jurisdiction.
And how are you comfortable with them?
I'm not really affected by it. What statue? Where are we going to stop? MLK? I mean, everybody's fair game. Rocky, every statue has an issue, I guarantee you.
Now, I want to stop it there to explain who spoke just now. By the way, you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Allison Camerota's got this group, six people, supposedly supporters of the statues, you know, keeping the statues, but they asked, how many of you prefer that the statues stay? Five hands go up. One hand doesn't, the man. And he says, no, we should replace it with somebody we all accept. And he uses General Patton. Now, I don't know much about Patton, but I'll tell you this. If I learned about Patton, he's a dude, he's a human being, he made mistakes. I bet you there's somebody that would say, I don't ever want to see a statue of Patton, and it's not just the Germans. So then this black chick, Allison Camerota, is shocked on CNN that this black woman's hand goes up to say, I don't care if these statues stay up. So she says, well, why you, man? And she says, why would I care? She's like, and she goes on to say something really profound. Let the people of that jurisdiction determine it. Why should we have a national referendum on something that people in Richmond, Virginia have decided is okay? And so I thought it was one of the most sage comments she could make. But then she said something even more deep. Why not Rocky? Sylvester Stallone, has he wronged somebody? Rocky, is Apollo Creed's widow going to be mad? You get what I'm saying? And of course, the next, that leads me back to the patent comment. What statue are you going to put up that somebody doesn't disagree with? That somebody in the media doesn't side with and say, you know what, we no longer like them. You might put a statue of Bill Clinton up. I don't care about it. But then maybe the women's movement down the road goes, you know what, we don't like the statue of Bill Clinton. He was a womanizer. He was a philanderer. He was a rapist and a sexual harasser and a misogynist and a host of other things. Why not tear his down? Why not tear down his library? I asked the people at the University of Texas, why don't you go to tear down the LBJ library? He was a racist. And even though the history has rewritten LBJ as a person who's for civil rights and all that, it was nonsense. It's a vile racist. What about FDR? What about Woodrow Wilson? What about Harry Truman being a member of the Klan? Oh, well, he only did it for political purposes. Well, who cares? I don't want any statues of any of them. And why not Martin Luther King? There's all kinds of rumors about him. Who doesn't want his statue up? As a black lady said, where does it stop? Now I want to play the rest of this clip.
You know, we have 100 years of more heroes. That if you want to, if that's what you want. But I'll tell you what. The Civil War is considered the war that has the most American casualties in history. And that's why, that's because both sides are considered Americans.
Of course. It was our Civil War.
Yeah, so they're both considered Americans at death. When it comes to counting numbers of how many died in the war, they're all considered Americans. Not traitors, not the other side, not the Confederates in the United States. To this day, there's still people that have relatives that fought in that war on both sides. We have families that fought on war on both sides, exactly.
But despite that, you think the statue should come down?
I think it's up to the city to put something else that represents America, something else we can be proud of, if that's the problem. If that's really the problem.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So that was the same guy that said he wanted the statues to come down, who then defended the Confederate soldiers. And he was right. The same thing I've been saying. Why are you mad at the Confederate soldiers? These are guys that fought in a war because there were two sides against each other. And when the governments of the Confederacy and these United States decided they were going to go to war, the Southern boys said, they called it the War of Northern Aggression. They said these Northerners want to come down here and change your way of life. Mostly, the overwhelming majority of the young men who fought on behalf of the Confederacy did not own slaves. They were no closer to a slave than you. But they were fighting because they were told, look, we got a divided nation here, and we got to go to battle. And they did. But it had nothing to do with the things that we believe. And why should we completely whitewash them from history just because they lost? And all of a sudden, well, you know, those are people, they have relatives. Of course they have relatives. Their relatives are members of the United States of America. And if the war ended differently, we'd be talking about a completely different set of statues, more than likely. Except I wouldn't be. I'd be a slave. So I'm glad things worked out the way that they did. But what cracks me up is this guy is effectively talking himself into the very position that he claims he doesn't want to take, which is the statue needs to be gone and we need to replace it with somebody else. Replace it with who that's going to suit whose needs. And if we're going to get into revisionist history, can't we rewrite what Patton was like? Does Patton have to end up a hero when it comes to how the left looks at things? What about if people that go, war is bad, it's evil for whatever reason, how are they going to feel about a Patton statue? Like him saying, I'd like to see you argue that. Well, I just did argue it. Anyway, let's play the rest of this clip.
And do we go beyond statues? Because look at our money. Take out your wallet. We got dead presidents that own slaves all over our money.
So you think George Washington is the same as Robert E. Lee?
No, but I will tell you that.
Hold on, L.A., do you think that they are the same?
No, I do not.
So then why are you using the slippery slope argument?
I agree with you, it's a very slippery slope. So where do we stop taking down monuments, pictures, representations of our history and our past? Because we need to teach our children and the next generation from the history that we have survived and been made better because of.
Welcome back, everybody. What's funny to me is Allison Camerota calls this woman out when she says, what about taking, you know, the presidents off of money? And Alec, oh, so you're equating Washington to Robert E. Lee. Yeah, and you should have seen the look on her face. It was like, oh, so you're equating them. Like, I got you. What is she trying to do? What's the gotcha politics? I don't know if Washington owned slaves. Somebody said that he did. But whether he did or he didn't, Robert E. Lee fighting is in the what the South called the War of Northern Aggression doesn't make him less of a man. Is Camerota is trying to effectively say that if you're equating Washington to Robert E. Lee, then yes, we do need to get rid of him. It was such a liberal line of questioning. A better line of questioning would not have been, are you equating these guys to Robert E. Lee? It would be like, so what you're saying is that everybody in the forming of this nation is going to, we will run into some sort of an issue with all of them. Is that correct? They'd already broached the subject, but she's wanting to go back and demonize the people who fought to free this country and make it appear as though if you go all the way back, you can understand why we're having this discussion, why black people should be afraid. Let me tell you something. If we don't have a country, who are you going to be mad at about slavery? It was interesting to watch on so many levels because CNN doesn't, and I'm not going to blame the network. I'll blame the individuals. They don't even know what they want their agenda to be. Why isn't your agenda a search for the truth? Why can't you have a legitimate, open discussion about the statues and say, so I want to hear it from all points of view. Is it offensive to blacks? Is it offensive to southerners that you want to tear it down? Why is it that it seems northerners have a bigger issue with it? They won the war. Why can't this be a local issue? It's a states' right versus federal. Should government even be intervening in this at all? Is it an act of terror to destroy these? There are so many good things to talk about, but you can tell the agenda-driven, narrative of CNN, and that's what's sad. At least it is for me.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Putting an end to identity politics.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Did you happen to go, if you were in New York and you had nothing better to do, did you happen to go to the protest for Kaepernick to get a job in the NFL? They said 1,000 people were there protesting the NFL. I saw the video. I couldn't see more than 40. But the reporter said there's 1,000 people here, and then she later said it's between 800 and 1,200, and I suspect if she'd have kept reporting, she would have finally gotten down to less than 100. I didn't see them. Maybe they were there. And she said it was a diverse crowd. It was a diverse crowd of mostly black people. And I would venture to say Kaepernick probably paid them to be there. Would you put it past the left? Be honest. I mean, they pay for their own stuff. Hey, listen, y'all come out, I'll give everybody a free jersey or whatever. What was it? Somebody wanted to put it in the Smithsonian, his artifacts from what he did. Somebody said, was he going to put the patch of grass that his knee sat on or the part of the bench that he warms? But these people said, no, no, no. Lots of people came out to show solidarity for Kaepernick. They want him to have a job. NFL, what the hell? That was what they were supposedly chanting. NFL, what the hell? More, I'm reading this. More than 1,000 people, many wearing jerseys bearing Kaepernick's name. I hope they spelled it right this time. Crowded the steps outside the NFL's Midtown Manhattan offices. Kaepernick, who once took the 49ers to the Super Bowl, opted out of his contract with the team in March and remains unsigned. Let me tell you something. If you are a 49er fan, if you are a 49er player or coach, the best news you could have possibly gotten in your life was when Kaepernick said, I'm going to take my ball and go home. And he did. Go. Be gone. And it took the distraction away from the team. Jerry Jones came out and said, if you kneel on the Dallas Cowboys, you're out of here. Now, the NFL's taking a position of, if you want to kneel during the national anthem, we are not one to stop you. But coaches are coming out, NFL owners, and saying, don't do it. Don't come here and be a distraction to us. I'll get to that in a minute. Because I want to go back to the people that would dare go protest on behalf of this multimillionaire whiny baby. That's what Kaepernick is. Kaepernick thought when he exercised his right to free agency or whatever and he left the 49ers, man, there would be a path leading to his door. NFL owners would feel pressured to sign him. Everybody would want the guy who dare stand up to the racial oppression of America that has the NFL at 68% plus black. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to protest on behalf of Caitlyn Jenner. I want her to have to be the first woman in the NFL. And if the NFL doesn't capitulate, then we're going to boycott them. Which brings me to what these people want to do. See, they want to usurp what you do, what you've managed to do. You sickened, you conservatives, we sickened of the NFL playing social engineering. And you know what we did? We turned them off. Click. We stop buying their jerseys. The NFL is not only suffering when it comes to their TV ratings, they're suffering in their paraphernalia, their memorabilia. That's the stuff that they make tons of money on. When they can't tell you what that the revenues are this much, they go to Nike and Nike goes, look, hey, you know, we have to renegotiate this deal. You're not getting the kind of coverage you used to get. Everything gets hit. It isn't just a 20% drop in viewership. It's a 20% drop across the board. Everybody's watching these numbers. They want that ROI. So the NFL's taking it in the shorts. And it's because of you. You got tired of Michael Sam being flaunted in your face, the little football fairy who says, I want to play I'm playing football because I'm gay. And I predicted, of course, and rightfully so, the same way I predicted that Donald Trump would be the next president. Did I mention that? Yeah, anyway. I may mention it again. I predicted that Michael Sam would never play a down of professional football in the NFL after all the hoopla over the fairy being made. He's gay and he's in the NFL. Surprise, surprise. There are other gay people in the NFL and they don't lead their NFL lives with their gaiety. So there you go. I'm all that in a bag of chips. Hey, did I mention that I helped Trump get elected and I predicted it? Okay, maybe I didn't. Anyway, the NFL has been trying to social engineer, and so has all the other sports, by the way. The UFC has been probably next to the NFL the most egregious on the planet when they were touting Ronda Rousey. Where's your God now, Dana White? Where's your God now? Yeah, nobody even mentions that chick's name. I'm sorry I did just now. So all I'm getting at, people, is the NFL's been trying to socially engineer. It's been for decades, just for the record, because they've been wussifying the game, number one. Secondly, they have been talking about the gays in the NFL now. And now we get to the social justice warriors of the NFL. 68% black men playing in the NFL. The sport is dominated by people of color. And Colin Kaepernick has the nerve, along with Spike Lee and some of these other nincompoops on the left, to talk about how racist it is. The NFL's not racist. See, let me explain something to you, boys and girls. You may think Jerry Jones owns the Cowboys, and he owns them on paper. Let me tell you who owns the Dallas Cowboys. The millions of fans. And they may not own stock in the company, but they own stock in what's important to Jerry Jones, and that is, A, watching those football games, and B, buying those Cowboy products. And if they don't do that, Jerry Jones loses money, and so does every other NFL owner, because the owner of that sports, all these sports franchises, are the fans. If they stop watching, that owner is lost. He's invested $1 billion-plus into nothing. So that's why these guys look at all of this stuff. You will eventually see these owners say to Roger Goodell, you institute a policy, if you do not stand at attention with your hand over your heart in this league, you are gone. I hope he does anyway. So let me tell you why Colin Kaepernick remains unsigned. He remains unsigned because he's a distraction. He remains unsigned because instead of focusing on what he's supposed to be focusing on, which is his job, he's decided to become a social justice warrior. I want you to imagine you're a middle-level manager or sales guy or something, and you work for IBM. And you decide that in something very publicly, you're going to take a knee, as it were, and represent IBM in what you believe is your little personal peccadillo. Let me explain what happens to you. IBM will fire you, and they won't think 2 seconds about it. They are not interested in your social justice stance. They're interested in how well you can sell or deliver a product. End of story. And that's all they should be concerned about. But we've now got a world where people have to be, oh, well, who's going to stand with me as I do my social justice warrior thing and I support Michael Brown, a thug who tried to kill a cop? And you know what his teammate said? Not me. I'm here to play football. Anyway, they did his event. Boycott, boycott was one of their chants. And the reason why I'm talking to you about the NFL stats going down and the money going down is now when the stats and the money goes down, they want to say it's because of Kaepernick. It's because of their support of Kaepernick. This is the reason why the NFL stats are going down. You boycott Kaepernick, we boycott you, and you will pay. The left is trying to usurp what you've already started, conservatives, and you can't let them. Are you following me? I hope you are. This is what they said. How in the world can we call ourselves the land of the free, the home of the brave, and you get vilified and criminalized just for speaking your mind, said Reverend Jamal Bryant. Hey, Reverend Jamal, in case you hadn't noticed, that's what happens to conservatives, not leftists. He goes on to say, the NFL has proven with their treatment of Colin Kaepernick that they do not mind if black players get a concussion. They just got a problem that black players get a conscience. Nice quip. Yeah, so the NFL is looking at concussions only for black, only for white people? The NFL only cares about conscience only for white guys? Look, the NFL is a charity, gives away a lot of time and energy, and helps a lot of young black men go back into their neighborhoods and help people. I'll give them credit for that. But to act as if the NFL has done a disservice to Colin Kaepernick, because they won't hire this pretentious little puke, is in no way indicative of the NFL. If the NFL wants to hire him, let Roger Goodell hire him. Bring him up to the front office. It is no responsibility of an owner, a team owner, or a coach to say, I want this fool. They don't want the distraction, and I don't blame them. I'm going to talk more about this later on. Keep it in. We'll be back.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.